Okay, I'm going to call this conference committee to order. And the time is currently 4:03 p.m. on Wednesday, May 26, 2021. And for us today is House Bill 69 as well as House Bill 71. And today we will be going over FY21 supplemental items. Members present, we've got Senator Stedman, Vice Chair, Senator Bishop, Senator Olson, Representative Merrick, Representative Lebon, and myself, Representative Foster. And in terms of today's agenda, limited powers of free conference have been granted by both the House and the Senate. And I would like to invite up to the table Director of Legislative Finance Division, Alexi Painter. And before we begin, just a note regarding objections. If there is an objection, we'll make note of that item and set it aside. We'll continue to go through the other items in the department, adopt them, and then come back to any item that has no has an objection. And the House passed its version of the budget before the guidelines were received from the Treasury Department regarding the American Rescue Plan Act, otherwise known as ARPA. The Senate made conforming changes to be consistent with the ARPA guidelines, and therefore much of what we'll see today is the acceptance of a lot of the Senate changes. Today we'll be addressing items in House Bill 69 and House Bill 71 based on the motion sheets distributed to members earlier today and dated May 26, 2021. And those motion sheets will be for the Department of Corrections. Again, this is the FY21 supplemental operating, and that's for corrections, education, early childhood development, environmental conservation, governor, health and social services, natural resources, public safety, judiciary, legislature, special appropriations, fund transfers. And so if members could please turn to their FY21 supplemental motion sheets. And it looks like everyone has that in front of them. So with that, Senator Stedman, I would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the conference committee adopt the following in the Department of Corrections budget. Page 1, items 1 through 7. Senate, all items. Page 2, item 8 through 12. Items 8 through 12. The Senate, all items.
Okay, and I'll give everyone a moment just to look at those. And if there is no objection, then that motion to adopt all items on pages 1 through 2, Senate, all items, have been adopted. So that will take us over to from the Department of Corrections over to the Department of Education. And Senator Stedman, I'd entertain a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following within the Department of Education and Early Childhood Development's budget. Item 1, Senate. Item 2, open.
Thank you. Hearing no objections. That motion has been adopted, and that takes us to Department of Environmental Conservation, Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following within the Department of Environmental Conservation's budget. Item 1, Senate, both items. Item 2, open. Item 3, Senate.
Okay. And I don't hear any objections. So with that, the motion passes. Moving on to the Office of Governor, Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following within the Office of the Governor's budget. Item 1, Senate. Item 2, Senate.
Okay. And again, I see no objections. So with that, the motion passes. And that takes us next to the Department of Health and Social Services. And Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following in the Department of Health and Social Services budget. I move page 6, item 1 through 7, Senate, all items. Page 7, items 8 through 11, Senate, all items. Item 12, open. Item 13, open.
Okay, thank you. And hearing no objections, those items will be adopted. So with that, it takes us to the Department of Natural Resources. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following in the Department of Natural Resources budget. Item 1, Senate.
Okay. And hearing no objections, that motion passes as well. I'll take us over to the Department of Public Safety. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following in the Department of Public Safety's budget. Item 1, Senate, both items. Item 2, open.
Okay. Seeing no objection, that motion passes. And with that, that will take us over to Judiciary. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following within the Judiciary's budget. Item 1, Senate, both items.
Okay. Hearing no objections, that motion has been adopted. Moving on to the legislature, Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following within the legislature's budget. I move page 11, items 1 through 3, Senate, all items. Item 4, Senate, both items. Item 5, House. Page 11, items 6 through 8, Senate, all items. Page 12, items 9 through 12, Senate, all items.
Okay, thank you, Senator Stedman. I see no objection. So with that, that motion passes. And that will next take us to special appropriations. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following in special appropriations. Item 1, Senate.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Olson.
Is this for the Department of Law? Is that what I'm seeing here?
The special appropriations, if we could have an explanation, Mr. Painter.
For the record, Alexi Painter, Legislative Finance Division. Yes, these are appropriations to the Department of Law for the settlements. For the budgeted purposes, we put them in special appropriations, so they do not appear to increase the Department of Law's budget when they're really statewide items.
Okay, I'll object to this one.
Okay. So we have an objection. Senator Olson, would you like to speak to your objection?
Well, I think good, Mr. Chairman. When we looked through the conference committee, when we looked through the budget for the Department of Law, there was appropriations for lawsuits that had gone on from before, and then we were told that they're going to continue on with this train of thought, and I was dissatisfied with that, and because of that, they said, well, how much longer before we get another one? And sure enough, it came out, and I think it came out for another $410,000 for a supplemental amount, and so because of that, I think that we are getting engaged with lawsuits that the state is not going to go ahead and win, and this track record has gone on for a number of years in spite of the changing of attorney generals that has got the whole department in upheaval, and because of that, I'm objecting to this.
Okay. Do we have any further discussion? Stedman?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Do we happen to have an explanation, Hanley, of the breakdown of the 410?
Mr. Painter?
Senator Stedman, I do not have that in front of me.
Okay, that's fine.
We can provide that.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Olson.
Would you have time to go ahead and bring it out?
We'll take a brief at ease. Conference Committee back on record at 4:18 p.m. So the item before us has to do with judgments, claims, and settlements. These are amounts owed by the state per a court judgment, and so we've distributed the list of cases that the state now owes for. And Senator Olson, do you have any comments, or any other member have any comments on this list?
No, I don't have, Mr. Chairman. Just okay. Concerned about the way the direction things are going.
Okay. Okay, and I will be supporting the motion to adopt this. These are amounts that the state owes. But I think the point is well made, Senator Olson, which is, you know, where we can, we should try to avoid, you know, getting into a situation where you've got a lawsuit. I think that's what you're saying, Senator Olson.
Sure. The only question I have is we're deciding on the Senate numbers. What were the House numbers?
So these are court settlements that came in after the House had already passed out its budget. So we did include the settlements that were owed in our budget. And then when the Senate passed out the budget, these numbers came in after. And so we had zero only because we had included at the time what we had. But this was additional. So with that, any further questions? Seeing none, okay. Do you maintain your objection, Senator Olson?
I'll withdraw my objection.
Okay, the objection has been withdrawn. So with that, the motion with regard to special appropriations on page 13, item 1, Senate, has been adopted. That next takes us to fund transfers. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following in fund transfers. Item 1, open. Item 2, open. Item 3, Senate.
Okay. Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Olson.
Explanation for the last one where the appropriation of the aviation match to the marine highway system. What's the reappropriation? Is the aviation portion matched to the same amount that the marine highway system is?
Mr. Painter, would you like to explain?
Senator Olson, through the chair, the federal government waived the state's match for airport maintenance in both fiscal years 20 and 21. Mm-hmm. This is a portion of that FY21 match that is not necessary, and this is a governor's amendment that the Senate adopted that would transfer those unnecessary matching funds into the Marine Highway System fund to offset a negative balance that it would have had otherwise.
And that's $5.5 million?
Yes.
That went to the Marine Highway System as opposed to go to the airports?
Senator Olson, through the chair, yes, that was the amendment from the governor.
No further
Mr.
questions.
Can you say that last part again, Mr. Painter?
Yes, the mm-hmm. money was from the airports originally and was reappropriated to the Marine Highway Fund.
Okay. Senator Olson?
I don't have any further questions.
Okay. Any further questions of the committee? Seeing none, the motion has been adopted. So we will next move over to, that looks like that's the end of the items. So that concludes the business for today's committee hearing. Once our next meeting date and time has been determined, the meeting will be noticed on basis on akleg.gov. Again, that's akleg.gov. Even though we don't have a firm date and time, we are looking at hopefully tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the morning, but that's subject to you know, potentially being changed. So is there anything else to come before the committee? Seeing none, Senator Stedman, I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that we adjourn.
Okay, without objection, we are adjourned at 4:22 p.m. Thank you.